Lines of symmetry. A line of symmetry is an imaginary line that can be drawn through an object where one side is a perfect reflection, a mirror image of the other side. You can think of a line of symmetry as a line on which you can fold the image. If both halves line up perfectly, that is a line of symmetry. Otherwise, it is not. This butterfly, for example, has a vertical line of symmetry. If you were to fold the butterfly at the line, each half would match exactly. These are called reflections or mirror images. Because the two sides are reflections or mirror images, this is also referred to as reflection symmetry. Let's look at some common polygons to see how many lines of symmetry they have. Triangles. A regular triangle, equilateral, has three lines of symmetry because it can be folded along each of three lines and line up perfectly. An isosceles triangle, where two sides are equal, has only one line of symmetry because it has only one line on which it can be perfectly folded. A scalene triangle has no lines of symmetry. Quadrilaterals. Different quadrilaterals have different lines of symmetry. A square has four lines of symmetry. A rectangle has two lines of symmetry. A parallelogram has zero lines of symmetry. A rhombus has two lines of symmetry. Pentagons. A regular pentagon has five lines of symmetry. This pentagon has one line of symmetry. Can you determine the pattern for regular polygons? They have the same number of lines of symmetry as sides they have. This continues to be true for all regular polygons. A regular hexagon has six lines of symmetry. A regular octagon has eight lines of symmetry. A regular decagon has 10 lines of symmetry. Determine how many lines of symmetry each object has. This oval has a line of symmetry that one goes up and down, and also one that goes across. Let's draw them. No other lines would produce perfect mirror images that could be folded. This smiley face has no lines of symmetry. No line that we could draw would create two perfect mirror images. This flower has lots of lines of symmetry. Let's see how many we can draw. We found 4 lines of symmetry that produce mirror images. Let's draw as many lines of symmetry as we can on this figure. We found 3 lines of symmetry over which the figure could be folded. Let's see what you have learned in this lesson.